And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The holes being dug by the University of North Carolina Board of Governors just keep getting deeper. The latest disaster, of course, involves the board's outrageous decision to bestow $2.5 million on a group called the Sons of Confederate Veterans in a misguided and secretly negotiated attempt to end the Silent Sam statue controversy. Needless to say, the scheme didn't work. Across the state and nation, the idea of giving public dollars to a group that promotes outrageous white supremacist views has sparked anger and financial boycotts from faculty, alumni, and university funders, and made North Carolina a laughingstock once again. For all the ruckus, however, one additional and important point on which there needs to be more attention is the connection between the board and the General Assembly. All current members of the board, many of them lobbyists and political cronies, were put in place by the GOP legislative leadership to do the General Assembly's bidding. The bottom line, if North Carolinians are angry and frustrated with what's been happening at UNC, they should place the blame squarely on the General Assembly. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.